have political enemies. They remember all of that, you know. You got to use a little diplomacy, but I didn't have that type of diplomacy. I just straight across the board about my thing. It paid off. A lot of times you can fight a man in politics. It'd be better to be against a man and you know you have a little influence and let him know that you're against him if he's elected. In some cases, he'll do you more favors than he would somebody else. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
It happens. Brush, hairbrush.
Yeah. You would brush your hair a lot when you were young. How'd you get this long, good head of hair?
Well, they keep it brisked up. Brushed up, we'd call it. Some would say brisked up.
Did people wear long hair when you were young?
No, they didn't have long hair. They had neat.
Did your daddy shave
a
straight razor?
My dad used a straight razor. And he had a straight razor one time, and I used it, but I nicked myself a few times. But I decided when I got older, back before the war, my uncle was a barber, and I bought a straight razor from him, and I used it a while, but I was scared of it. And after the war came on, he still barbering, but couldn't hardly get a good razor, and he remembered I had that good razor and hadn't used it much, and I gave it back to him. I learned to shave without a mirror or anything. I worked the mill and be in a hurry to get home. You'd take a shower and I'd get my razor, safety razor, and I could shave while I was taking a shower. And I do that all the time. Never
you showered at the mill?
Right. I showered at the mill until they integrated the bathroom, and then I quit showering at the mill. All the men quit showering, the white men quit showering when they integrated it. They didn't believe in it. Nobody but the colored people has a bath down there now, shower and locker. The other men, white men, don't have it. Because they refused to shower. And yet we had the same shower, same stall. There was one end together, but when they integrated the lockers and everything, that just took all of your prestige out of you, and we quit. Every man quit.
What'd you sharpen a straight razor on?
A razor strap. I'm calling them a strap, but that's an old saying, a razor strap. You strap the razor.
And did you ever see your daddy work out a knife?
Yeah, on a whetstone.
You ever see the ones that went around?
Old Emma wheel. Mm-hmm. You turn it, or you get you one with a. They have one with a motor on them now.
When your dad was going to carry chopped wood, did you have those things you put them in, put a span a piece of wood in?
Yeah, I don't know what you would call it, but he'd make a brace to stick the wood in and chop it, but he didn't do much of the chopping. After he got the children, we'd chop our wood. And us boys would chop it, or either we'd go to the woods with a truck and pick up what we call lighter knots or pine knots and haul off them for our firewood.
What'd you carry heavy things around town?
Well, the wheelbarrow. We'd make us a wheelbarrow.